Another holiday tradition is underway, the annual gingerbread competition sponsored by the Boston Society for Architecture. Each year, architects and regular folks build edible structures based on a common theme. This year's theme is a little different than years past. It's Climate Ready Boston. WBUR environmental correspondent Barbara Moran gives us a taste of the entries.
What happens when you give a lot of sugar to a bunch of architects and tell them to solve climate change? Well, you get everything from a gingerbread brownstone perched on chocolate stilts to a frosted duck boat rescuing Boston landmarks on its roof.
We have everything from like silly creative ones, such as the duck boat over there with city landmarks kind of toppling off it, to more realistic ones.
Maya Erslev is the gallery manager at the Boston Society for Architecture and running this exhibition.
It's been great to see how many different iterations of solar panels. There's been lots of creativity there.
Chocolate solar panels, pretzel solar panels, even some made of cereal. One multifamily solar panel gingerbread house has a wall cut away so you can see the holiday scene inside.
They have a section view of one of the triple deckers with a happy family celebrating Hanukkah on one floor and Christmas on another.
Perfect.
Yeah, I love that touch.
The Boston Society for Architecture, or BSA, has run the contest/fundraiser for 11 years. This is the first time they've had a climate theme.
The BSA has been particularly focused in the last few years really around climate inequity as the two kind of big systemic problems that architects need to face.
Andrea Love is president of the BSA.
There are a lot of strategies, particularly around resiliency and climate change, that buildings, whether they're gingerbreads or actual buildings, have to kind of deal with those challenges. And so I think that the structures are highlighting the strategies that we have and approaches that we have.
The gingerbreads do hit all the climate-ready talking points, like bike-friendly roads, green roofs, and living shorelines. There's even a park with marsh grass made of shredded wheat. Almost everything is edible, as all climate interventions should be, even the duck boat.
It is a great likeness to the Boston duck boat. And atop it, there are all these Boston icons, the John Hancock, Prudential Center, State House, presumably being saved by the duck boat from the rising tides.
But it's hard to secure a building to a boat, and the Custom House Tower has tumbled into the sugary sea. The pretzel rod supporting it has cracked, crumbling, perhaps, beneath the existential weight of climate change.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Hopefully the designers can come and reconstruct it a bit.
Oh, okay.
I guess pretzel rebar is not going to save us.
Apparently not. That's not the answer.
Even if pretzel rebar and chocolate solar panels aren't the answer to climate change, at least not the whole answer, the exhibit highlights a lot of hopeful adaptations.
I think climate change is often kind of a scary topic for many people, but I think that this theme and the way that the submitters kind of took it and flipped it on its head has turned it into more of a hopeful and playful interpretations of that. So that's really great.
Looking around at all the gummy turtles swimming in jello oceans, you can't help but feel, if there are this many creative people in Boston thinking about climate change, the city is going to be okay. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.